Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Interior of the field, they throw the ball there a lot, it's got our attention, and then he caps it off by saying a big reason why they do that is because they have good tight ends. Mike, look in the mirror at all? You built an offense that's based on tight ends.
And not throwing them the ball.
And they're having success without great wide receivers. Why again? Because they're throwing the ball to the, quote, interior of the field?
Do as I... It's like he can point it out. He can see it. He just can't bring himself to do it.
Donnie, did you not hear that too and think, well, that's kind of a interesting concept? Here's a team that's doing more with less because they target this area of the field. He says that out loud without maybe recognizing that you don't do that with the same kind of personnel as them.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills have to be one of the few teams in football that have a more dire set of wide receivers than the Steelers.
He did talk about one of his own tight ends. Here he is on Jonnu Smith being the invisible man in the offense.
I don't know if they're doing anything specifically. Sometimes it's just our planning. Certainly Jonnu is a capable member of our unit. It usually comes around. A number of weeks back, you guys were asking me about Muth, and I gave you a similar response, so keep watching.
Yeah, I don't have the same optimism with Smith. I've seen Pat Freiermuth, going back to his rookie year with Ben, make plays. Jonnu Smith making plays seems like a bygone era in Miami, where he took advantage of wide receiver injuries there and a quarterback that wanted to check the ball down like crazy. Although he has a quarterback that wants to check the ball down like crazy here, and somehow he's not the beneficiary of it. So who knows? But I'm not holding my breath, Chris.
Are you kidding me? I've written off Jonnu Smith as a part of this offense that matters or needs to even be paid attention to. Because even if it's like, one, Mason Rudolph, I don't know, they ran a couple jet sweeps. I think Aaron Rodgers actively dislikes targeting him. Like, if he's back healthy, I don't think he likes throwing him the ball.
He honestly makes comments that make me think, like, he just, if he had his druthers, he'd rather have Connor Hayward on the field.
Maybe.
Than Jonnu Smith. All right, the illegal formation, obviously a huge, huge play in Sunday's loss. Ray Fittipaldo asked Mike Tomlin about the recognition there, what happened there, how that was allowed to happen so late in the game, such a critical juncture. And here is the coach maybe taking some blame for a change.
We own that as a collective. We didn't do a good enough job in that moment as a collective. It certainly was a significant play. Oftentimes you're defined by your ability to execute under those circumstances when time is of the essence, when you're working at pace. And those of you that watch us practice, that's why we spend so much time working on that component of the game week in and week out. We start our Wednesdays with offense versus defense, working at pace. We finish Wednesday's practice and Thursday's practice under the same umbrella, because we realize that you need reps and an effort to be clean there, because that was a significant component of the game. We fought our tails off and had a chance to have the ball and go back at them. We converted a third down and four. Mason did with his legs, went down the field, but certainly we were illegal there and we were deserving of that penalty.
Hey, we work really hard on this. Payne, please don't look at the fact that we screwed it up badly and obviously in a humongous moment in the game. We do work hard on it. I tell my kids every day, don't set the house on fire. We practice not setting the house on fire. Sure, the house is a smoldering crater behind me, but they work hard at it.
I would translate that as, yes, we all have to take some of the blame there, but let me explain to you why I should take less blame. And that's because I have our players working on these things during the week, and they're schooled and they're trained to not commit these types of penalties, and they did it anyways. I did think when that question was coming out of Fittipaldo's mouth that there was a chance he just threw Calvin Austin under the bus and said he's a wide receiver, he's got to line up onside.
I think he likes Calvin Austin's like effort. I think if it was a guy that, you know, here, if it was Roman Wilson who didn't line up where he should, I think he would have crushed him.
I got to be honest with you. I told you earlier in the show that I'm very interested in how Aaron Rodgers sounds and what he says yesterday.
Yeah.
Or what he says tomorrow, excuse me. That is one sequence where I feel like if...
He would have gotten them lined up correctly.
Not even just about... I don't disagree with you on that. But I'm saying, I think if Rodgers got asked the same question, he would have a much harsher
answer,
take on it.
Probably.
Like Tomlin says, yeah, that can't happen. But I think Rodgers would really like drive home the point. That was a total disgrace that we did that late in the game like that. Shame on us. How does that happen? We're all professional because he's an attention to detail guy.
That having been said, if Rodgers was quarterback for that play, they would have gotten lined up properly, but he wouldn't have run for 22 yards.
I just hit on something in my mind here, Chris. Tell me if you agree with this. Rodgers is Mr. Attention to Detail. Would you agree with that? Like, that's what he demands out of his wide receivers?
Yes.
It's a miracle that him and Tomlin get along. Because I think of Tomlin as the anti-attention to detail guy as a head coach.
Well, what kills me is that Rodgers' affinity for Mike and Mike's affinity for Rodgers, to some extent, all boils down to one play in their past where Rodgers tries to catch them with 12 men on the field and Mike calls timeout, and then they make googly eyes at each other.
A question that a lot of Steelers fans have asked us over the last 2 days: how close was Tomlin to rushing Chris Boswell out there to kick the field goal at the end of the game? Here's how Tomlin answered that this afternoon.
I didn't feel comfortable with the distance there. I wanted to convert and clock it and play from there. But obviously the fourth down play got batted down at the line of scrimmage, and so the subsequent discussions became mute.
The fourth down play sucked, by the way. I'm pretty sure
it wouldn't have succeeded anyway.
Yeah, that would have either gotten knocked down by the corner or maybe even intercepted by him. Someone tried to sneak in the question. It might have been Jeff. Like the K-ball aspect of it. I keep hearing that from people. That Boswell, obviously, it's his craft, it's his career. And so many little microscopic things to us are huge deals: to kicker, the snap, the hold, everything. And the ball is actually not a small thing. It's a huge thing.
It's why I think you're seeing so many of these bombs get kicked this year.
And they can't get the K-ball on the field when it's a running clock
situation.
I feel
like that, by the way, is just like a uniquely and funny Steelers thing that happens. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it would happen to other teams, but the Steelers would be the ones that really have it bite them.
I'm kind of surprised Tomlin didn't say, did you see his kickoffs in the game? I mean,
now,
the
if we had
of dirty balls from the other guy, we couldn't trust Boswell
if
to
we
make
had
that
a
kind
bunch
of kick. He sucked ass yesterday.
If we had a guy knuckling him out there like Santos, we would have tried that thing lickety-split.
Here's one more. We mentioned earlier that Harmon is out for this game, and Y.A. Black is going to get a chance. Tomlin, I think, is high on this late-round pick.
Really encouraged by his growth. His play time is kind of reflective of that. But we like our young D linemen. Sometimes guys will get an opportunity. One man's misfortune is another man or another men's opportunity. And so we're encouraged by the depth that we have at that position. We'll take the collective through the week. We can see who can execute detail. And I'm sure it'll be more than one person. It often is when we're talking about losing somebody that's starter caliber.
The Bills are a much better running team than they are passing team, which doesn't really make sense with Josh Allen as the quarterback.
Well, it does when they're wide receivers. All suck.
Yeah, I'm fine with Black going in there and playing against the run a lot more this Sunday. And trying to limit James Cook and Josh Allen as a runner.
This, for the record, should be the kind of game Mike Tomlin is salivating to coach. Because the Steelers' offensive game plan against the Bills should be to just run the ball directly at them.
Well, that should have been the plan against the Bears, and it pretty much was. I mean, they actually did have success running the ball.
I know, but they should just... I think I heard Starkey say something to the effect of they should run the ball on every play against the league's 32nd-ranked rushing defense when it comes to touchdowns allowed, 30th in yards, 31st in yards per carry.
Has Joe started, and I don't blame him for this, the self-loathing Bills fan act of saying the Bills are going to get destroyed in this game? Because that would be a very Bills fan thing to say, right?
Yeah, he thinks the Steelers will win.
Yeah, I think he's down on the Bills, and I understand right now why, because they're 3-4 in their last seven games.
I don't know a Bills fan in my life, and there are several who feel good about them right now. Like, you want to talk about us panicking? They think the sky has completely fallen on Chicken Little.
What was that song you guys made up back in the day?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, you
honestly didn't think in Pittsburgh we'd be talking college football Thanksgiving week. Pitt hosting a massive game at Acrisure Stadium on Saturday against Miami. Both of these teams ranked. I think both will be ranked by the College Football Playoff Committee tonight, but who knows with them what they'll say and what rationalizations they'll make to include extra SEC teams and Big Ten teams in their rankings.
That would never happen,
no,
Pony.
No,
come
no,
on.
No, 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 no.
That wouldn't take
How about
place.
The chicanery that might happen here Saturday with the ACC hunting a second team into the playoff? It's going to be like 13-9 Pitt-West Virginia all over again, where Pitt's got to beat the refs and West Virginia.
Is Turner going to become this year's Shady McCoy and just run for a million yards?
ACC wants Miami to win that game for sure. So Pitt-Miami right now, Pitt, a 7-point underdog in that game at home. You've also got Penn State trying to get bowl eligible and Terry Smith trying to appeal to the old Paterno heads by wearing his 409 Joe pin on Saturday against Nebraska. They play Rutgers, and they're a massive favorite in that game. Right now on the hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, we have one of the premier college football analysts in America. I love this guy on ESPN because he would tell like it is, and I'm happy he's found a home talking college football on CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. He's here on behalf of betonline.ag, where you can get updated college football playoff Heisman and college football week 14 lines. I'm talking about former Florida State quarterback, Danny Cannell. Danny, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing, man? It is great to be on with you guys. I have an affinity for Pittsburgh because both of my parents were born and raised in Pittsburgh. My dad went to Pitt. So it's always good being on with you guys up there, man.
I did not know that. And I consider myself a Danny Cannell expert.
So my dad is actually in the record books for Pitt for their shot put throw. I think he's still around fourth or fifth all time for the shot put.
Did he ever try to get a young Danny Cannell into doing shot put?
You know, it was, I played three sports. I played football, basketball, and baseball. And like, he definitely kind of threw it by me, but I was like, Dad, it's during baseball season. Like, you know, it wasn't quite as exciting, you know, as going out there and being able to pitch nine innings, as throwing that, you know, shot put under your, under your chin and just giving it the old heave. He also threw the discus too, which did seem more like more fun to me. But I never gave it a try. So, and much to his disappointment.
And weren't you in Pittsburgh a couple of years ago for the tournament because you had a relative that played at NC State? Am I
That's
making that
right?
Up?
I was at the Duquesne. Yeah, I was at that venue. It was great. Yeah, my nephew was up there, and my dad was actually with us too. That's, we were in his old stomping ground.
With big DJ Burns.
Oh, we
yeah,
love that
exactly.
team.
Yeah, Danny, that was a fun run.
I did not think, if you had asked me after four Pitt games this year, that we would be talking to you about a Pitt team with still a puncher's chance to make it to the ACC title game and the college football playoff. I'd have said, yeah, I think you're just making something up here. Just what have you seen from Mason Heinschel, who, it's no exaggeration, has saved Pitt's season since taking over as the starter?
He's been awesome. He has got a moxie about him now. The only time we've seen him rattled so far was against Notre Dame. He had the pick six early. But trust me, firsthand, when he was coming to Tallahassee, I think that was his second start, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there's no way he's going to go into Florida State on the road and beat Florida State. And sure enough, he tore him up. I mean, he has been awesome. And I cannot speak highly enough, because there are times when you see somebody and they might be a product of the environment around them. Like, you might have a great offense and you just kind of manage it, or you have a great defense and they don't ask you to do much. They're asking Mason Heinschel to win games, and he's delivering. You know, that's probably the thing that's most impressive. And one other aspect to the quarterback position specifically, I'm always curious how a player bounces back. You know, like, if you have a 2 or 3 interception game, or you have a game, like I was mentioning, I thought he looked a little rattled. It looked like his confidence might have been shaken after the game against Notre Dame. And then he's got to go into Georgia Tech, which, don't laugh, it is a tough place to play at night. The scenes there were out of control. It was a top 15 opponent, and he did not, I mean, he looked like he got his mojo back. Like, and sometimes that's not always the case. You see guys, they need some easy passes early, or they need a couple games to put a bad one behind them. He went in there and won that game for him too. So I cannot say enough and give enough high praise for Mason Heinschel and the job that he's done.
Danny, how should Pitt fans feel about the prospects of keeping him beyond this year with the NIL transfer portal era that we're in?
Nervous. You know, probably the same way when Jordan Addison was there and was an incredible wide receiver. It's just, and I hate it for Pitt. I hate it for any school that, you know, just doesn't have the luxury of what some other schools have, whether it's Texas Tech, who has a former player who is a billionaire probably 3 or 4 times over, and he's going to go get whoever he wants, you know, and it's just like, good luck trying to spend with that. I wish we could get to a place where the rev share model was actually a thing, because it was supposed to bring parity and it was supposed to make the collectives go away when you could see these buying rosters. But as we've seen this year unfold, people are just ignoring it. They're just going and buying teams and spending over the cap and coming up with still like kind of fake NIL deals that you're getting way more. And it's basically, they're just buying players. So unfortunately, I think the reality is you just got to like hold on for dear life. Maybe you can go to a couple boosters and raise the funds to do it. But then it's like, at what price? And that stinks. Like, I hate that, because I don't know if Pitt has the coffers to go and get in bidding wars. And then if you commit so much to Mason Heinschel, do you have enough to spread and put some talent around him? That becomes a question mark. So it's just, I hate it. I do think they should be nervous. I hope he comes back. I think it takes a rare kid to say, you know what, I might play for a little bit less for a place that gave me an opportunity, or a place that I know the system already. But I think I would be nervous if I was a Pitt fan.
It feels like since Cade Bell was the guy who discovered him, that their best avenue might actually be to try to keep Cade Bell. But how nervous would you be if you were a Pitt fan about keeping him, Danny?
I was just going to say, I mean, he's been so good. And he brought Desmond Reed with him from Western Carolina, and that offense has been fun to watch. I think that's another thing I would be worried about. And this coaching carousel, and I'm sure you guys have covered it somewhat, it is probably the most wild one that I have seen in my 15 years in broadcasting. and I don't think we're done yet. And then really, if you start looking at some of the collateral damage, what happens if, you know, if Cade Bell doesn't get the market for a head coaching job at a smaller school? Does a big school, are they paying attention? I guarantee you they are paying attention to what he's done at Pitt. I do think that becomes another cause for concern. So, yes, I think he is somebody who is definitely on the radar of a lot of programs and probably some coaches that are thinking, hey, if I get this head job and I can't bring my offensive coordinator with me, they are definitely going to probably give Cade Bell a call.
CBS Sports college football analyst Danny Cannell with us. Danny, who should Penn State hire?
You know, I think they, so this might sound really stupid. I think they should hire the best person for the job. And I don't think that, like, cause I think so many teams get caught up in the home run hire. So I think the home run hire obviously would have been Kirk Cignetti. It probably would have been Matt Rhule, although that one now doesn't look quite as good as Matt Rhule's shine has kind of come off. I know there's a strong contingent wants Terry Smith. I get that. And I feel like it'll probably be Bob Chesney, who is a name that I honestly don't know how Penn State fans would feel. Like, is that the big name? Or do they want to try to bring somebody up from the SEC, like an Eli Drinkwitz, or, you know, possibly somebody that loses out on the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes? Like, I think they should hire the best person for the job. And maybe it is Bob Chesney. He's won at James Madison. He's been somebody who's won at every level. But the one thing I've learned is that there is no formula. Like, you cannot have a perfect resume. It just doesn't exist because there's no way to predict how you're going to fit with the culture. How are you going to be able to attract players? You know, are you going to be able to win and execute at this level? Like, there's a big question mark for a lot of coaches. And I've seen guys who I thought were going to crush it. Luke Fickell's an example. I thought he was going to crush it at Wisconsin. He had a great resume, coached Ohio State, took Cincinnati to places they hadn't been. And he goes out to Wisconsin and it's been atrocious. You know, now they're sticking with him another year, but it has not delivered. You know, Brian Kelly was somebody I thought could win at LSU. He won everywhere else he'd been, couldn't get it done at LSU. Now, I think that was personality driven. But and then some of the coaches that we
wait
didn't
a minute,
think,
you think
like,
that the Southern accent wasn't a good look for Brian Kelly?
No, that was the minute I said, uh-oh, I don't care what his resume is. Faking the Southern accent at the basketball game probably wasn't the way to go. But I'll give another one. Like Mike Elko, when he was hired at Duke, now this was in 2021, the last big coaching cycle, I think a lot of Duke fans were like, huh? Who is that guy? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he gets the opportunity at Texas A&M. And even Texas A&M, I don't know if they were like loving that hire. Now he had been there, but they were like, okay. And it's worked out great. Dan Lanning was a coordinator at Georgia. I think Oregon fans might have been like, oh, geez, we're going with a young guy? Like, well, we wanted somebody with a resume. It's worked great. You just never know how it's going to work out. That's my point.
Danny, who wins on Saturday, Pitt or Miami, and why?
I'll go with Miami, but I do think this could be a scary game for the Canes. Like, I'll take Pitt and the points all day long because I do think there's a couple things. One, weather becomes a very real issue. I'm curious to see how the boys from South Florida. I live down here. It was 82 today. Like, good luck going up there.
God.
You know, it's just I was played a little golf this morning. Rub it in, but it was
really?
Nice.
Come on.
it was nice out today. So I wonder about that. But the reason I think Miami can win is their defense is good. Like, that was the one thing that was pretty jumped out to me against Pitt when Notre Dame playing him is that defense had Mason Heitschel on his heels. They were chasing him around. He didn't have much protection. I do think you could see a similar day. But I also was impressed with Pitt's defense. I know the game didn't work out. I think Pitt's defense keeps them in this game because they're still physical. I think they can shut down Miami's run game, and I am curious to know how they throw the football in those conditions against that defense and against the home crowd. So I do like Miami to win, but I do think it'll be a close game.
Danny Cannell, CBS Sports college football analyst, on behalf of betonline.ag. Hey, Danny, thanks for coming on in Pittsburgh,
Danny.
And we love having you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You bet. All right, it is time for the PM Team Name Game. For the uninitiated, here's how it works. Joel Nelson, affectionately called Nelly, is here in studio with us. He officiates. He was given two categories before today's show. And the three of us, Mulzi, Pony, Donnie, will go around in a circle until one of us incorrectly answers and incorrectly names an item or a person or a thing from that category, or we do what has never been done before. We keep going until we
close it out.
We get everything right in the category.
Nelly, as you can see,
awesome thing.
I have my screen clean here. I have 18 losses.
Why is it every time I turn my monitor, it turns off like that?
Probably because the plug is almost falling out.
Is it really?
No, I'm just saying that's a theory. Donnie has 15 losses. Yeah, he's in second.
Now mine is totally off. So
Pony, 13 losses. He's still in first. And if anyone was watching on YouTube, you saw him announce the name game was next. You saw me put my head in my hands and go, oh, crap.
Or watching on Twitter. What do you got for us now?
We will start with players who have been on the Steelers and Buffalo Bills.
Oh, boy. Okay. Malzi, I get you, you're still number one, right?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Next.
Jay Reimers.
He has been.
Yes.
Larry Ogunjobi.
Yes, sir.
He's there now. Miles?
Oh, crap. I don't think this guy ever actually played for the Steelers. He was just drafted by them, so I can't say him.
Ooh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that person if he's listening right now.
No, yeah. He might be listening, actually. He had a nice little career for himself after the Steelers drafted him. Oh, no. Just the freeze up is
happening.
I'm going
to start the clock.
Oh, thanks. That's cool. Oh, no. I suck so bad at this.
I've got two guys right now in my head, and I think you're going to get one of them.
How much time do I have left?
You have 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, one.
Pete Metzelaars. No,
you better spell that about eight times. No, for Nelly.
It's wrong. It was a total guess. It's wrong. It's pathetic. It's like M-E-T.
He's gonna say yes. He played for the Steelers and not the Bills.
L A A R S. It's wrong. I already.
I typed in Pete. Didn't see anything.
Yeah. Cool. I suck. I hate this.
Leotis McKelvin was gonna be our.
Did he play for the Steelers?
He was not on the Steelers.
Or not Leotis McKelvin. I'm not, I would have gotten that wrong because I would have said the wrong
Eagles, role. I think.
Ross Cockrell.
Yes, no, Ross Cockrell was there.
Levi Wallace.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
I want to just
I would have said the wrong name and been wrong.
I want to walk into the ocean.
How about
I just said Ross Cockrell.
I was pretty tapped.
How about Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good one.
How about I'm an idiot?
All right. Next.
That hurts.
Well, there was a second sports one. Do you want to do that too?
Well, we don't
How
have
many
much choice.
Categories do we have?
I don't think it's going to take long. Not going to lie. Penguins and Sabres players.
Oh, Jesus. Ballsy?
Tom Barrasso.
Yes.
Oh, no. Somewhere Jeff in South Park has like 19 names in his head, and I'm going to get a
no,
text
gonna get,
message from
you're going to get one here, because I know you will. You always do. He's Donnie, he's sandbagging. He's
no,
got
I'm not.
One.
I'm honestly not right now. Did he play for both teams?
I only have one other name written down, and I think it's wrong. Actually, I have two, maybe. But I don't think it's going to get back to me. Because I think I
Yeah, I feel like you'll be safe.
I don't think Donnie.
Connor Sherry.
Connor yeah. Sherry, yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one I thought of. Okay. And I honestly have no idea if he played for the Penguins. Matthew Barnaby.
Yes.
Matthew That's Barnaby.
That's definitely
great
right.
Ball, Donnie.
Oh, no,
All
Ballsy.
All right, Ballsy.
And I do think I just had one pop into my head.
All right. I didn't even have him written down. Bob Bugner. Bougher.
I think that's right.
Great call.
Yes! Way to go, Ballsy.
Yes! Yes!
Well done.
Great pull.
Yes! Let's go! The big man! Yes!
Yes! You didn't think this was going back to you, did you?
He didn't. He clearly didn't.
Did Jay McKee play for both teams?
Oh, my God,
M-C-K-E-E.
He did!
Great call.
Let's
All right, Don.
2010 Penguins.
You son of a... God, I hate you.
Oh, no, Donnie.
If he pulls another name out of the hat here, I will cry a lot of tears. I will be very upset. Oh, God.
Somebody else just popped into my head.
I've had a couple like that floated in and out, but I don't think they're right. Oh, God, this is torment.
PM team name game, guys who played for the Sabres and Bills. It is Pittsburgh Buffalo.
Sabres
week.
And Penguins.
Yes, you're
well,
right.
Well, yes, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Sabres, Bills, Penguins, Steelers.
I wrote down a name, but I'm not sure.
Donnie, I'm going to put you on the clock, sadly.
I don't know. Eric Goddard.
Oh, God. If that comes
I
up...
I think that's right.
Is it E-R-I-C?
G-O-D.
G-O-D.
A-R-D is the last
If that is
name.
Right, I am...
G-O-D-A-R-D.
I think that's right.
No.
Oh.
G-O-D-A-R-D?
Yeah.
No.
I about had a heart attack.
Were one of the Samuelsons, Scheller Ulf?
Maybe.
I thought one of them.
Samuelson?
I think Jason Zucker is on the Sabres right now.
Samuelsson.
I think Zucker plays for the Sabres now.
Zucker, yes.
I was tapped.
And then the other guy I thought about was Christian Ehrhoff. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do. Was Lee Stempniak ever traveling his way through Buffalo?
He's from there.
Oh, man. That guy played for like a dozen
That's
teams.
That's one of Donnie's favorite guys for some
Lee
weird
Stempniak.
Reason.
I don't care. Pulling Bugner out of the mist.
That's incredible.
I don't care. I needed it.
Well done.
Did
Miles.
George Laroque never played in Buffalo?
No,
I don't think so.
Because I was going to guess him or Goddard.
Did Paul
I
Martin play
goons.
For the Sabres?
I think he did.
I'm not seeing Martin on here.
Jeez, I would have.
I know the Devils, right? Yeah.
All right.
There's just not a like. There's not many. Sherry was a good pool that I had completely memory hold. McKee was too. Yeah, you had a bunch of random. You know what? I'm going to say one thing about this. Biased selection here because he worked in Buffalo before he got here.
Yeah, I did get helped out, no doubt.
Guys who played against Pitt as a Syracuse player. Let's just start the clock on all sports.
That's a good point. I agree with you, actually. All right, what's next?
All right.
Oh, wait, we got a third one today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the thing said Steelers, Bills, and...
Okay.
Sabres, Penguins, and now this one. All right.
Okay.
What's this one?
The 10 most popular Thanksgiving sides. This is just what...
According to who?
Sides. What Google AI.
When you Google AI?
There wasn't a good...
Oh, my God. They're going to say hummus or something.
No, this is all pretty reasonable.
We're at the whims of AI here?
Okay, so we got 10 sides.
Who starts?
Now, do desserts count on this?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
So there aren't desserts on the list.
Yeah, think like non-desserts. Okay. Like after
okay.
the meal.
God, is gravy technically a side?
You know, like during.
You can't. That's it. The dessert one, I think, is as far as we can go. Now, whose turn is it? Is it still me because I'm in last?
Yeah, isn't that how we do it?
Yeah.
Or is it the person that got the last one wrong?
I thought it was that. Within the day.
Okay, so Donnie, you're first then.
Stuffing.
Yep, there's your freebie.
You're already sweating?
No, I'm just...
There's an automatic one here.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, cranberry sauce.
Wow, I thought that was a risky one. Mashed potatoes has to be. All right, now I might be in a bit of trouble.
Now, how about sweet potatoes?
Yes. It's like sweet potato casserole / yams. Okay. So, yes.
Yams are the same thing?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
You know, like category.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm taking a risk here. Green bean casserole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
I had that written down.
Yes.
That's like a classic.
I hate it, too. It's gross looking. Donnie, we might have him on the run here.
Guys,
we might have him on the run.
I'm going to go to an old throwback here. Good old-fashioned corn.
Yes.
Yeah. S-O-B.
It says, yeah, like corn dishes.
Corn.
Yeah.
Corn. So just corn. Corn elder over here.
Freak on a leash.
Corn. Piece of garbage. I hate you.
Corn. Feeling like a freak on a leash. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, sweet potato, green bean casserole.
How many are left?
Corn. Four left.
Oh, man.
Okay, so here's one that I don't usually have on Thanksgiving, but I wonder if old Google AI has it on the list because people will eat it. I'm going to go mac and cheese.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
It says that's number three behind stuffing and mashed potatoes.
That's a bunch right to the solar plexus of old Malty.
That was my pick. That was my pick.
I don't think I have anything left.
Yeah, you do.
I got something brewing right now.
Oh, I got something brewing, and it's me just shoving my middle finger into this camera. Oh, God, I hate you guys so much.
God, that was a ballsy pick, Donnie, because I don't even really think about it as, what's next, lasagna? I mean, what are we going to do here?
He took advantage of the Google AI part.
Ugh. And we've established that green beans and green bean casserole are two... Oh, the same thing? They're one and the same? All right. Malty, I'm going to set the clock on you. Top 10 Thanksgiving sides per Google AI PM team name game.
I'm just going to go in the same realm. I will take collard greens.
Collard greens. No.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell from Nelly. I could tell from old Nelly we'd survived. My next guess was going to be rolls.
Yeah.
It was on there?
Yeah. Yep. Dinner rolls. And then the other two, you were talking about gravy. That was also listed on here.
Wow, so they gave it to gravy.
And then I Brussels sprouts, those are not collard greens.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
He just asked, are Brussels sprouts collard greens? No, they're not, Nelly.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're not, just to be sure, since that's the color green.
Donnie, I'm just like Ric Flair in the 92 Rumble. You think you got me down, but I'm sliding under the ropes.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.